Attachments and Infestations, Part 4, More on Demons and the Paranormal. Hello, thank you for joining me here once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. The lower astral is a direct reflection of the material world. It is only lower in frequency and not in location. It is not localized under the material world, as in underground, as many have described. It is intermeshed within and in the material world, or vice versa, sharing the same space but in another existential frequency. What each person can see and perceive depends only on their mind, and on the ideas that they hold in it, as thoughts are frequencies, and if repetitive and strong enough, they will end up dictating the average frequency and vibe of the subject. Your thoughts determine your vibe. Whatever you are thinking will make you vibrate accordingly to that thought's vibration, which will make your personal frequency, and that in turn will determine the world you live in, as you can only perceive what is in your conscious awareness. Something may be right there in front of you, but if you lack the context and the necessary data to interpret what is in front of you, you either won't see it at all, or you will interpret whatever you are perceiving as something else or something different, and that matches your thoughts and the data that backs them, and not how it really is. You need to have a base of data and of experience to be able to interpret what you perceive, to be able to discern what is in front of you, and this may be an object, a situation, or complex behavior someone else is demonstrating or showing. All other realms are right there, one over the other. This is the metaphysical interpretation of the principle of non-locality, where there is no distance and no location in the ether, and it is only the baggage, the context, the data, and how it is interpreted which will determine what each individual will see and perceive, therefore live, and that is why the external world is only a reflection of who each person is inside, and of their vibration. So, it is your mind and your ideas, and the elusive limitation of your physical senses which keep you observing only the material world and nothing else, and this is why at the moment of death, when those senses turn off, where the subject suddenly starts to see other realms, those that were always there. And whatever the subject will see and perceive once they have transcended the body's sensory filter, is the direct result of each person's frequency and vibe. Therefore, the thoughts and the vibration of each subject when in life will determine what they will see and live once they have passed on. This is yet another reason why the heavy entity-parasitized media and entertainment industry pushes dark ideas, images, and behaviors so strongly. This is why the media pushes images of demons, monsters, ugly places, destruction, pain, and despair all the time. You can see this in music videos and choreographies, which are more and more often showing demons, sacrifices, and so on, and you can see this in movies as well, which commonly show post-apocalyptic scenarios, and even worse, most movies nowadays always involve something satanic going on, rituals, and extremely ugly entities of all kinds. As I see things, this is to guide the people's perception to have those kinds of things in their awareness, so that will become their reality, the one they accept as normal, and as the living have such a strong connection to Source, that is what they will manifest for themselves and also for the entities who are pushing all those agendas in the background, through their organic portals, through the people who knowingly or not work for them and their interests. So here is how we can see how the media is guiding the perception of the population to program them to see all things satanic and destructive as normal, as part of their lives, therefore concentrating the manifestative power of those souls, and of the entire collective unconscious towards manifesting everything those dark entities of the lower astral need, desire, and want. This is why people in power, politicians, and media overlords, those who dictate what must be transmitted to the public, and what kind of movie themes and subjects must be created, are so heavily parasitized, as that is how those lower astral entities control and profit from the world of the living, guiding and exploiting the human population as efficiently as possible. This is why the media is always pushing and transmitting bad news, most of the time vastly exaggerated to generate as much fear and survival reactions and mechanisms in the general public as possible. This is the way the Arkans, who are the rulers of the underworld, control many people, as many as possible, so when they pass on what will be in their consciousness, awareness will be the concepts, thoughts and ideas the demons want those souls to have, all those dark and ugly ones, therefore dictating the personal frequency and the overall vibe of the soul. Therefore, all that that soul can perceive is what was programmed into it, so if in its awareness all those dark ideas and agendas are the reality for it, and also combining this with the strong mind control and programming that those same Arkans dictated upon those souls using their religions, and all the institutions of all kinds which control information in general, and everything that will be considered to be the truth. This will cause the soul to only be able to see the reality that the Arkans dictated to it, so the soul will manifest and live exactly what those rulers want it to live. Therefore, the soul will be reincarnated into physicality and under the exact terms, conditions, and laws the Arkans want them to follow, and those souls will follow those orders willingly, as they don't know any other reality, and therefore cannot know better. As I've explained many times before, a soul is not trapped in the matrix on earth, it is there willingly, and will only live and experience there whatever is according to its frequency and overall vibe. Earth is a school for souls, so they can learn to manipulate energy, emotions, and their manifestation power. This Arkan problem is only skin deep, as it is the test for souls to overcome. The minute a soul finds out how all this works, the Arkans lose their grip and their teeth, as they can no longer manipulate the perception and the vibe of that strong and aware soul. Souls, as in singular, and the collective unconscious, as in many souls, manifest the lower astral, and the demons and Arkans in it, who in turn manipulate all those souls into manifesting more of them, into feeding them, to keep them existing. Souls manifest their fears, and those fears take shape as demons and Arkans, who in turn manipulate those souls into having more of those same fears, which manifest those demons and Arkans, and those can be physical entities or an energy. This vicious circle is only broken when the soul realizes it exists, then steps into its power, and starts taking control over its life and overall what it thinks and does. Realizing that you can be manipulated into fearing and manifesting ugly things for yourself, and choosing a better path, full of love and improvement, will defeat the Arkans and make you a light being, which manifests and transmits a higher and more positive vibe on Earth. Demons and Arkans are the results of human fear, and even their physical appearance is also the result of that human imagination, as they take any form that is most suitable for their purposes. The images you see everywhere of devils, demons, and Arkans, are how they look, but they change with the perception of the person, or of the group of people who are manifesting them as an egregore. Don't let them rule your life with their fear and with their mind tricks. They exist because you made them, your personal demons, as many say. You are the one with a choice, and you are the one with a strong connection to Source. You control them, you made them by relinquishing your power. Never fear them, as that is what feeds them. Look at them in the eye regardless of how horrible they may look back at you, that renders them powerless, and makes them dissolve back into the dark ethers of the night. But beware of those demons and Arkans who are using living organic portals, those who look like other people, because through them they can manipulate matter, therefore might be able to get to you if you lower your guard. But you can also control those by not becoming a match to their interests. You can become untouchable by not complying with their temptations to consume ill and degenerate content, and by not acting in a way that is concurrent with the way a demon would act. You can control who you want to be, who you are, and who you will be, and by choosing not to be a demon you become the opposite, and you are no match to them, or for them, you are over them. If you don't act like a demon, you cannot be manipulated by demons. The demon is your reflection, it is a side of you, your dark side, your product. You decide what you produce, you decide what you live and experience. Don't resist having a dark side, learn from it and transcend it. Use your dark side to be able to discern the opposite and learn from it so you do not repeat the same mistakes. Don't dwell on your dark side and don't blame yourself for having it. Remember, it is a duality basis reference, so you can see the opposite as well. What you resist persists. Remember, as darkness rises, so does good to match it. As Sophia Swaru said, the real power and the real merit of the light being is also knowing it is also the demon, but willingly and consciously chooses to be the light being. One defines the other, but you don't have to be both. You are the powerful creator, not the demon. Choose your path wisely. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love. Your friend, Marie Swaru.